You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroote. The World Bank announced that the global economy will shrink this year for the first time since World War II. While America's financial crisis is certainly the force behind the world's economic beatdown, Europe is the second half of this 1-2 economic punch, says University of Michigan economist Jan Svenar.
Europe is currently in one of the deepest crises that it's ever been in modern history. Many politicians are not yet realizing it, but it is going through a major financial crisis. And the challenge, which is similar but in many respects more serious than in the U.S., is that Europe is not as integrated an economy and a political unit as the United States is. Europe right now is the largest economic bloc in the world. Europe produces a larger domestic product than the United States or NAFTA in North America. The interesting thing is that globalization, as we have talked about it for now over a decade, if not two decades, had a particular element to it, namely that the European banks got involved quite a lot in purchasing the subprime mortgage type derivative-based products and distributing them widely to the population and the corporate sector at large. So Europe has been affected almost to the same extent as the United States, and in some sense it has not even been prepared as much as the U.S. for the onslaught of the financial sector crisis. You have individual rescue packages which are being prepared by individual governments, sometimes small governments. A lot of banks, for instance, are domiciled in Luxembourg, which is a very small country. It's very difficult for the Ministry of Finance of Luxembourg to rescue major banks. So Europe really does not have the mechanism that we have in the U.S. to provide a coordinated, integrated approach to rescuing the financial institutions. Then from that, we see the recession spreading through Europe. Europe also is much more of an open economy than the U.S. It's based on trade. And so you can see how the repercussions are beginning to set throughout the world.
While Svenar believes that an integrated global approach by the U.S. and Europe, and even Asia, is needed to solve the world's financial crisis, he is not optimistic it will happen. Nonetheless, people on both sides of the Atlantic must take stock in each other's economies.
In a way, we are the engine of growth for the whole world. When we slow down, the rest of the world slows down. So we now are feeling not only the initial effect of the financial crisis and the recession here, we're beginning to feel the secondary effects as well. When our markets abroad are shrinking, jobs here are withering away. Many jobs that are here are jobs that are financed by European capital. And we are integrated significantly in terms of trade as well. And if we were, for instance, to erect barriers between Europe and the U.S. in terms of trade, in terms of foreign investment, both continents would be much worse off. So in a way, the leadership that we're looking for now is one that's farsighted enough to resist domestic calls for protectionism and ensure that the channels for trade and investment remain open.
Svenar says the current structure of the European Union is strong enough to weather the global economic storm, but that in the coming months, the EU will face increasing pressure to get Europe's economy back on track.
The European Union is ready to stand by the countries that are in trouble, even if they are outside of the euro currency area, which is, of course, a subset of the countries in the European Union. So the big help that goes to Hungary and that will go presumably to the Baltic countries is a good example of that. On the other hand, I think the very European Union and even the core part, which comprises the countries that use euro as a currency, is under tremendous stress. The good example is Greece, which will have to refinance large part of its foreign debt. So in this case, the other countries of the European Union have to think whether they are going to bail out Greece. Now, Greece is a relatively small economy. Italy will have the same problem in a few months. And that is going to be a very sizable problem because that's a large economy. And it's not clear that even larger economies like Germany and France can really bail out countries the size of Italy. So I think there will be a pressure, a lot of pressure on the European Union in its current structure. And I suspect that it will lead to one of two things, either greater integration, which I think would be beneficial for them, or more of a disintegration, or if you want, loosening up, which I think would create a host of new problems.
Jan Svenar is the Berg Professor of Business Administration at the Ross School of Business, professor and director of the International Policy Center at the Ford School of Public Policy, and professor of economics at UM's College of Literature, Science, and the Arts. In 2008, Svenár was a candidate for the presidency of the Czech Republic. He will discuss Europe's political and economic challenges in a noon lecture March 25th at the International Institute.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.